The one question that I think we've asked everybody is, how did you get into this field?
I already mentioned that I'm a physicist by training, but I didn't know too well what field I would choose, so I did something. I never knew what I wanted, so I started to study physics because I thought that might be interesting. I had good figures in high school, and then while studying it, theoretical physics, I didn't know which direction, so I took solid-state physics, but still wasn't sure about it. So I got my degree and I didn't know what to do. And then I had to fulfill my military service, which is mandatory in Holland at that time, and you could do it before your university or after your university study. So rather than fulfilling my draft, I took the alternative of starting some research at the Defense Research Organization, and that happened to be the TNO Institute in Soesterberg, which is Institute for Perception. In Dutch it's called different sensory physiology, whatever. And there I came into the Department of Speech and Hearing of Reinier Plomp. And I started doing my military type thing, so I measured noise around rifles and I hearing loss of people that were shooting and spectacle things. But quickly I ran into the regular research that was going on there, and that was psychoacoustics. And at that time psychoacoustics was only done by tones and by combinations of tones, and Plomp wanted to make this slightly more realistic. So he wanted to use real sounds, and one of the real sounds, of course, is speech sounds and vowels. So he wanted to do timbre perception and pitch perception on real sounds, and he asked me if I would be interested to work on that a little bit. So that's how I gradually grew into it. So we started to do psychoacoustic research, which vowel-like sounds, and we liked it so much that grew, and we went to more dynamic sounds, and we went into synthesis and recognition and coding and all of that. And so after my period of 1.5 years as a military, we talked to each other, and we said we both liked, he liked me and I liked, mm-hmm. I liked the type of work, so I got a job at that institute. And
what year would that have been?
That was, I graduated in 64 and I started mid 65 or so I became active in the field, and I, from a physicist, I gradually grew into a speech scientist and also in a phonetician. I mean, I never got any training in phonetics, but I took it up myself, and so that's how it started, and the work we did came so more closer and closer to phonetics research as it was done in the universities. So then you become a member of the Phonetic Association, and you become a chairman of the board and things like that. And then they need a new professor in Amsterdam, and my boss said, why don't you apply, you never know. And I was totally relaxed because I didn't care. I mean, I could do whatever I like, and the institute there gave me all the freedom, so, but I thought, why not? And that was exactly the right attitude to get that job, because my competitors were all very nervous and really were chasing for the job because they had a long career in this field already. And for some reason they chose me. And that was 82.
That was 82.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We covered a lot of territory between.
Yeah, okay. I'll return
yeah,
to that,
right.
Because I also got my PhD, of course.
Right.
So at a certain point, while I was still with TNO. TNO is the T and TNO stands for Applied Physics Research. Oh. So this is an Applied Research Institute, and one of the sections is Defense Research. But the institute was very open towards science. Actually, it was more a real research institute, like the Fraunhofer Gesellschaft in Germany. Mm-hmm. So they had good opportunities to get your doctoral degree. Mm-hmm. So after a while, I got my PhD in 77, I think. Mm-hmm. So that was slightly more than 10 years after I started. So I did it the slow way. I mean, I first did all kinds of things, and then at some point we both realized that if we put a few things together, then we have a nice topic for a thesis. So that's what I did.